We left off last week on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Let's start again. Tana Rabbanan. Let's see. About six lines from the top. The Braisa quotes a machlekes Rabbi Yosi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. Can you be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah if it's matzah shal ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim? It's kosher. You permitted. It's a mitzvah to eat ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim. Maybe it's a question of they know some mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. No, the Gemara doesn't really raise that issue. He's killing two birds with one stone. He's trying to be yotzei two mitzvahs. He's eating a kazayis matzah and he's fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas ma'aseh sheni, and at the same time simultaneously he's fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds that you can't do that because it's not mishanecha baninus. Since the matzah is referred to as lechem oni, even though it's spelled in the Chumash with an ayin, we darshan, the Torah Shemal Peh darshans it as if it were written with an aleph, aninus. Aninus, by us, aninus means misha mesa muta lefanov. That's the name of the perik in the second perik in Brachas, misha mesa muta lefanov, up until the kfuri is called an ayin. This din, that's a din of aninus, the rabbanon, the ayin, is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. That's only a din with the rabbanon. Even though Tosis there in the beginning of the second parak in Brachas quotes a Yerushalmi who darshans it from a pasuk, but the Achrayim say that it's only intended as an asmachta. That's not a din deraisa. This is a din of aninus deraisa. It says in Chumash lo echal tebi oni mimenu. Rashi quotes the pasuk in vidui maisa, an erev Pesach of the fourth year, an erev Pesach of the seventh year in the Shemitah cycle. The farmer has to say vidui maisa. I didn't eat the ma'aser sheni in a state of aninus. And from that posuk, Aaron HaKohen made a kal v'chomer that if an oinen is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, he's certainly not allowed to eat korbanos. Moshe Rabbeinu confronted Aaron Abonim and he said, Madu ala achalta masachata sein lehu v'zom ala kodesh p'nima? Why didn't you eat the chatas? Aaron HaKohen said, because they said, you told us din that an oinen is not allowed to eat Ma'aser sheni, lo yachal tebi ani mimenu, kal v'chomer that you're not allowed to eat the kochim. The Vilna Gaon quotes a passage from the Zohar. The Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebichsav, and Aaron HaKohen represents Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu just said, oh, but ma'aser sheni, you're not allowed to eat banina. That's it. And Aaron HaKohen made a kal v'chomer. He was using the Yud Gimel Midrashah Torah at Rosh Hashanah. He, based on the Kal V'chomer, he said that an oinen for sure is not allowed to eat korbanos. So there, the din of oinen is even after the kfura. That's not up until the kfura. There's a Rashi, if Rashi writes, the oinen is not allowed to eat, ma'aser sheni, not allowed to be. Oinen she'ovad is a avaydosa mechulelis. If a kohen is an oinen, and he's makra, a kohen gadol is makra v'oinen. But a kohen hedyot, if he's makra v'oinen, it'll be basal. So the Rashi writes, he has a din of oinen up until the kfura. So Tosis is masik on Rashi, is against the Gemara, even after the kfura. Even after the kfura, till the end of the day, and even on Elas Laila is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether the night following the kfura is also on Elas Laila is the Raisa, on Elas Laila is the Rabbanon. There are really two different dinim. One din is Mishemes Muta Lefanov is not allowed to eat, Basa B'yayin, in a Mesa V'yachal, not allowed to eat basa v'yayin, and not allowed to do mitzvahs, then there's a different din, and an oinen is not permitted to, that's only up until the kfura, after the kfura, yes. The oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. Someone was telling me, a rabbi was telling me that, when they do the kfura, the oinenim shouldn't throw dirt into the keber. Why not? Because the oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. I thought that was a joke. The oinen is not allowed to do any other mitzvahs because we want him to concentrate on the one mitzvah of kfuras ameis. But you can't say he's not allowed to do the mitzvah of kfuras ameis. That he is allowed to say. You want to say the oinen shouldn't throw dirt on his father's oren. Maybe? Okay, I don't know. Maybe they consider that a bizoy and a violation. I keep it up to throw sand on your father's oren. Maybe it is. I don't know. But you can't say that the oinen is not allowed to participate in the gvura because he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. The whole din of the rabbanon that he's not allowed to do mitzvahs because we want him to concentrate on this one mitzvah of gvura zameh. So you can't say that. That part is him. I thought that was absolutely a mistake. Some rabbi quoted that in the name of a Talmid Chacham. I said, it must be a misquotation. It can't be correct. So there's a din. Rabbi Yosef Glili darshens on the pasuk. Lechem oini, even though it's written in Chumash with an ayin, we darshen the Torah Shabbat Peh darshens if it were written with an aleph. Mishan nechal baninas, yotzo to the exclusion of Maisa Sheini, which is not nechal baninas. Yeah. What's the story with Bikurim? Is an oinim permitted to eat Bikurim? So the Gemara on Amud Beis has a machlekes hatanoim, Reb Shimon and Achacham, Reb Shimon Baichoy and Achacham. What's the machlekes? Because Bikurim is a hybrid. Bikurim is a hybrid of Maisa Sheini with Truma. Bikurim is only eaten by Kohanim, like Truma is only eaten by Kohanim, and it may only be eaten in Yerushalayim, like Maisa Sheini. Truma you can eat anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Minatari you can eat Truma and Chutz Loretz also, but Midrabbona they declared all of Chutz Loretz like one big cemetery because of the Meisei Mabul. We believe that the story of the Mabul really happened. Some people think that it's a fairy tale. We don't assume it's a fairy tale. We believe the story of the Mabul happened and there are dead bodies all over the world except for Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that the Mabul never affected Eretz Yisrael, even though there are no walls separating between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. So how did the water end over there? So the whole story of the Mabul is a miracle. We, to the best of our knowledge, there isn't so much water in the whole wide world. With the water cycle, the water evaporates, comes down, goes up, comes down, comes up. The Gemara in the first parak in Titus talks about the water cycle. There isn't so much water in the whole wide world that it should cover Yehusa Haharim, Rashi Haharim. It was 15 amas above all of the waters of the Mabul were all over the globe. 15 amas above the highest mountains. There isn't so much water putting all the water together in the whole water cycle. So the whole story of the Mabul was a miracle. The whole thing was a miracle. So it's not such a pele. Ribono Shel Olam made a miracle. It didn't affect Eretz Yisrael. And it did affect Chutz Loretz. So there are Meisei Mabul all over the world. There are Meisim all over. So Menatari you can eat Truma and Chutz Loretz also. It's Midrabbanan. You're not allowed to because they declared all of Chutz Loretz like one big cemetery. The din is Kohanim. The Gemara says, Medina the Gemara, Kohanim are not permitted to live in Chutz Loretz. And if a Kohen is born in Chutz Loretz, he has to run the first available opportunity, has to run to Eretz Yisrael. It's like a Kohen is sitting in a cemetery. He's supposed to move. Why we don't observe that din today? A lot of Kohanim come to Chutz Loretz. Panavisharov was a Kohen. He used to come to Chutz Loretz to raise money. Rav Kook was a Kohen. He went to Chutz Loretz. A lot of Kohanim live in Chutz Loretz. They come from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. How is it permissible? It's a Pella, so they work on that, and Yeridei, and Hilchas Tumas Kohanim, they discuss it. Anyway, so Nachamal. So Truma may only be eaten by Kohanim. Maisu Sheni may only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So Bikurim is a hybrid of both. Let's say there's a din that is Zar She'ochal Truma, the Mezid is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shegig has to be Mafrish, needs a kapara because he did an aver, which if the Zar would have eaten the Truma B'Mezid, it would have been Misa B'dei Shamayim. So therefore, if he eats the Truma B'Shegig, he needs a kapara, so he has to give Keren V'Chaimish. So the Keren V'Chaimish is to the Misa B'dei Shamayim like a Chatas is to Koris. That's the Gemara makes that equation. The Gemara and Shabbos Dafayim base. Gemara makes such an equation that if a person does an Aver B'Mezid, he's Chayv Koris. So if he violates the Aver B'Shegig, he has to bring a Chatas. So here, Zar She'ochal Truma B'Mezid is Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shegig has to give Keren V'Chaimish. So the Gemara says, Keren V'Chaimish is to the Misa B'dei Shamayim like Chatas is to the chorus, and the Gemara has an afkamina based on that. He's at Bala B'Shogak because he knew that it's also, but he didn't know that there's chorus, or he didn't know that there's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So we assume like Rav Yechanan, there's Machlek Rav Yechanan, Mishlok, we assume like Rav Yechanan, that that's called Shogak, that is Chayiv Chatas, and is Chayiv Keren V'Chaimish, even though he violated the Aver B'Mezid. It was he's at Bala B'Shogak B'Chorus. He's a belag b'shogeg b'misa b'dei shamayim. So we follow Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that that's called shogeg. So again, there's a Mishnah Me'ila that says in order to get malchus for eating treifas, there's a machlokes hatanaim. Reb Shimon in the third parak in Makkos, Reb Shimon says kol shuhu la malchus. If you eat a chatzi shia, you eat a mashu of something that's treif, you already get malchus. So we don't pasken like Reb Shimon. We pasken, you only get malchus if you eat a kazais. What if you ate a half a kazais of chazra and a half a kazais of basa b'cholav? So that's a machlokes satanon, whether you surim mitzdar from zem ze. Bottom line, he ate a kazais of non-kosher food, but he didn't eat a full kazais of one Easter. He only had a half a kazais of chazer and a half a kazais of bas mechalom. So he paskin is ain't a loike. What if he eats, he's not a kohen, eats a quarter of kazais of truma, quarter kazais of chala, quarter kazais of bikurim, and a quarter of kazais of maisa mena maisa, truma's maisa. So that's a Mishnah Me'ilo, that all four Hashem Echad, and the person is like it. And and all four have the same din of truma. Let's say a zar she'ochal truma b'mezid is misa b'dei shamayim, zar she'ochal truma b'shegeg is chayv to give karam v'chaymish. Let's say the zar didn't eat truma b'shegeg, he ate bikurim b'shegeg. So if he would have eaten the bikurim, the mezid bikurim is shem echad with truma. Truma bikurim chala maisa mana maisa. It's all the same shem echad. The Gemara has a suffix, maybe there's a fifth. The Mishnah only has four. The Gemara has a suffix, maybe there's a fifth thing that's called truma, truma slach meitoida. The Gemara is going to talk about truma slach meitoida here. No? It's coming up a little bit. On the top line, on Lamed Zayin and the base, we'll have to take a look. Truma slach meitoida. So the Gemara has a suffix, maybe truma slach meitoida also has the same din. But from the Mishnah would appear that not, because the Mishnah Me'il only lists off the four things that Hashem Echad. The Truma, the Chala, the Bikurim, and the Maisam, and the Maisam doesn't say Truma Slach Meitoida. So from the Mishnah would appear that there are only four. The Gemara has a suffix. How come the Gemara didn't push it for the Mishnah? That's a good question. So the Avnei-Nezer has a discussion. One of his, in the end of Chelek HaShemishpat, he has miscellaneous letters. He has a letter that he corresponded with one of his grandchildren. Grandchild raised a question. It's a serious shaila. Azar she'ochal bikurim b'shegeg. So if he would have eaten it, b'meis, it would have been misa b'dei shamayim. So now that he ate it b'shegeg, he needs a kaporis mafri. He have to give karam v'chaymish. And you can't give money. The din is you have to ask hanakainas ha'kaydish. You have to give dova haroili as kaydish. You have to give if he ate. If he drank wine of Bikurim, then you have to give wine of Chulin and Tashlum and Epachm Liostruma. Let's say if he ate, what else can be Bikurim? Chitim Sarim. Chitim Sarim, Chitim Sarim, all the Shivas Aminim. Bikurim is Noeg and the Shivas Aminim. So if the Zar Shochal Bikurim Bishoigeg has to give Kerem Bechaymish and he has to give Dabah Haroy Lias Kaidish and the Tashlum and Epachm Liostruma. So if he ate bikurim, the tashlumen and the pachm lios truma, or then the pachm lios bikurim. In other words, the zar shachal truma b'shegeg, and he's mafrish wine, or he's mafrish whatever it is, Cheerios, chitim sorim, whatever, it becomes bikurim, and only a kohen can eat it in Yerushalayim? Oh no! Bikurim is a hybrid of Maaseh Sheni and Truma. The only reason why there's Misa B'dei Shemayim is because of the Truma Shabbo, not because of the Maaseh Sheni Shabbo. If someone eats by mistake Maaseh Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim, a person is Tomei and eats Maaseh Sheni, he doesn't have to give Karam V'Chaymish. The giving Karam V'Chaymish is only because if a Zar would eat the Truma B'mezid, there would be Misa B'dei Shemayim, so B'shegig he needs a Kapara. So the Kapara is to give the Karam V'Chaymish. So the Bikurim is a hybrid of Maaseh Sheni and Truma. So the reason why you give Karam V'Chaymish and the Tashlum and the Pachm Lios Truma is because of the Truma Shebo. So that was the Shaila that the grandson raised. And the Avnei Nezer says he doesn't have any rise one way or the other from the Gemara. He was a fantastic Baki. What's the din? When the Zar she'ochal Bikurim B'shegeg and his Mafish, the Kodesh, Dabar Rai Lias Kodesh, does it become Truma? Only, or does it become like Bikurim that you can mistabit that it only becomes Truma, that it doesn't become the hybrid of the Maaseh Sheni with the Truma, only becomes Truma. So that's a machloikas hatanoim. The din is that a Maaseh Sheni may not be eaten in a state of aninus. Lo achalte bi'o, eni mimenu. That's what the farmer makes the Videi Maisa in Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year. He didn't eat Maisa Sheni in the state of Anina. So what about Bikurim? Bikurim is a hybrid between Maisa Sheni and Truma. Is it basically Truma with a little bit of Maisa Sheni thrown in? So maybe it only has a little bit of Maisa Sheni thrown in, that you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. Maybe it doesn't have the whole din of Maisa Sheni, that an Einan is not allowed to eat it. So that's a machleks of Shimon and Echachanim. That's on Lamed Vav on the base. The Gemara quotes that machleks from Mishnah's Bikurim. Whether Bikurim is basically Truma with a little Maisa Sheni thrown in, but not all the way Maisa Sheni, just that it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's all. And it needs havo asmakam. Let's say you bring karbonis to Yerushalayim also. A makariv the karbonis on the mizbech, that's not called havo asmakam. That's called a chayvas tipul. The Rambam counts in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam counts two mitzvahs, that if you're magdish a karbon, anywhere you live in Eretz, if you're magdish, mafresh a karbon, you have to bring the karbon to the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim to be makariv it. And then he says, if you have karbonis in chutz la'aretz, you also, if you're magdush a carbon chutzlot, you have to bring the carbon to Yerushalayim and be makrivit on the mizbeach. Why the Rambam counts it as two mitzvahs essay to be metapel? That's called mitzvahs tipel, to be metapel in the carbon that you are magdush anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, to be metapel in the carbon that you mafresh and chutzlot. That's the Ramban asks that. Why did the Rambam count it? The Sifrei learns it out from two different psukim. If you would only have one pasuk, you might have thought mistakenly that you're only mechuyev to bring from Eretz Yisrael. But if you have a korban and a chutzlo, it's maybe no chiv a tipol. Maybe wait till it gets a mum, and then you pay, and then you take the money, you go to Yerushalayim. So the Sifrei learns that from an extra pasuk, that the mitzvah to bring karbonis to Yerushalayim doesn't only apply to karbonis anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, it even applies if you have a korban and a chutzlo somewhere. Fine. But it doesn't mean that's a mitzvah tipul, but it's not called havo asmakam. It doesn't mean when you bring the animal to Yerushalayim, the kedusha is completed. There is no such din. Where do you have that? That's called havo asmakam. That you have by bikurim, by maaser sheni, and by b'chor behema tohira. These are the three dinim that need havo asmakam. We'll have to see the... There's a Tosfos coming up somewhere over here on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We'll have to see. It's Beferish in the Tosfos. That's where Menachem Zembe explains like that. Rab Chaim in his Sefer talks a lot about Havo Asmokim, but he never defines it. He doesn't explain what Havo Asmokim. The din of Havo Asmokim only applies to Maaser Sheni and to Bikurim and to Bechor Behemot Torah. What does it mean, Havo Asmokim? So Rab Menachem Zembe has a whole kuntras on the Esa Kedushas. The Sifrei Zuta starts off with a brisa about Esa Kedushas. And the Mishnah Perek Aleph and Kalim has the listing of the Esa Kedushas. And there were slight discrepancies between the 10 levels of Kedusha are listed. It says there in the Mishnayis, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRotzes. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha as opposed to Chutz Lortz, Shemivim Imenu HaOymer Eshtei Alechem. Then it says, Ayaras Hamakafis Chaim have a higher level of Kedusha than their farms. And Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of the Ayaras Hamakafis Chaim. And then the Harabais has a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. And then the Harabais is divided mid the Rabbanon into three different levels. Menator, the whole Harabais is one din. The Rabbanon, they divide it into three levels. And then you have the Azara, then you have the Ezra's Kohanim. Menator, the whole Azara is Azara. The Rabbanan, they divided the Azor into different parts. Then you had Ben Hulam Ulam Mizbech. Then you have the Ulam. Then you have the Hechel. Then you have the Kodesh HaKadosh. And then you have Ben Abadim. So if you add everything up, it's 10 levels of Kedusha. So the Rab Chaim in his Sefer discusses a couple of details about Havo Asmokim, but he never gives you the definition. But Rab Menachem Zembe has it in his Kuntres on the Esa Kedusha. It's around 90 pages long. He explains Havo Asmokim is a concept that only applies to Maaser Sheni, that the Revai also, okay, to Bechor Behema Torah, and to Bikurim. That you need Havo Asmokim means when you bring it to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha becomes completed. Yeah, so let's do again. Let's start again. On the sixth line from the top Tanu Rabbanon. So the Brisa quotes a machlekes of Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. A person takes his Marsha Shein into Yerushalayim and he grinds up the grain and he makes flour and then he bakes matzahs and it's kosher le Pesach. So he's allowed to eat it on Pesach. The Shabbos, can it be Yotze Yedechai Bes Matzah with it? So Yosef Aglili holds it's no good because he darshans lechem only, even though it's written with a nine, he darshans it as if it were written with an aleph. Mishanecha baninus. Yotze Zeh Marsha Shein may not be eaten. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees and he doesn't see any problem. He thinks that you can be Yotze with Matzah Shal Mashen. Why is Rabbi Yisrael, what's wrong? Necha Baninus? So he said, Poshim Pshat is because the Matzah has to be baked Lishma. That's a din of Ushmarta Mesa Matzahs. The Gemara has a drasha, Ushmarta Mesa Mitzvahs, Mitzah Boliotcha Altach Mitzeno. You should do the mitzvah as soon as possible. But that's al tikri. The pasuk doesn't say shmata mesa mitzvah. The pasuk says shmata mesa matzahs. So it's going on shmura matzah. So shmura matzah means shima mechimah. It's number one, shima mechimah. And number two, asiya lishma. You have to bake it lishma. That's why a nochri cannot bake the matzahs a cotton. Before bar mitzvah, a cotton is a la bar da. So a cotton cannot create lishma. Cotton cannot write a get. The Mishnah says, Hakol Kshem, Lichta Vesaget, Cherisha to be cotton. So the Gemara works on it over there. How can the Mishnah say that a cotton can write a get if he needs to see get Lishma? Cotton's a la barda, so Al Pidin, even if he's a super genius. The only guy in a week before his bar mitzvah was smarter than most adults. And nonetheless, that's how Xeris HaKosm, that a cotton's Al Pidin considered la barda, and he can't create Lishma. So that's why Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that the two mitzvahs of matzah and the Maaseh Sheni are incommensurate. They can't be mekayim both the vasachas. Matzah is nechol baninus, and Maaseh Sheni is eaten only b'simcha. You have to eat it b'simcha. Misha nechol baninus. Yotzeze sheni nechol baninus. Since you're not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni instead of baninus, that's a totally different kind of a mitzvah. From matzah, and you can't be yotzeh both bevasachas. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He doesn't see what's the problem. Matzah's ribas. The first thing Mark presents it that it has to do with yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masoris. That Rabbi Akiva says, it says oniksiv, and Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, yeah, but the kri is lechem oni. So Rabbi Akiva seems to hold yeshem la masoris. You follow the ksiv. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that you follow the kri. Then the Gemara backs out from that. The Gemara switches mamish a line later. The Gemara switches says no. Rabbi Akiva also darshans both the Kri and the Ksiv. That's what he mentioned. There's a Tosus in Sanhedrin and Abdallah, the Menalaf. The whole Abdallah and Sanhedrin, or Menalaf on the base, the whole Daf is talking about Yeshem la Mikra, Yeshem la Masoris. The Gemara quotes different halachas, different issues where there's a machlokes hatanaim that's based on Yeshem la Mikra versus Yeshem la Masar. So Tyson says there, whenever you can establish a din by blending in both together, you try to do that. So here, Rabbi Akiva doesn't blend both in together. He has two different dinim, one based on the Kri, one based on the Ksiv. Lechem Oni, spelled with an ayin, means Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. Rashi says, you say the Haggadah and you say Gamim Olav Sahalo. And Lechem, and the Ksiv is Lechem Oni. So he says the inclusion of matzah shira. What's called matzah shira? Isa sheni losha b'yayim shem edrash. Okay, so that's matzah shira. So Rabbi Akiva darshans both. He didn't, Tosis suggests, whenever you can establish the din based on blending in together, the ksiv and the kri, you do like that. Hey, you're not blending in. He has a din based on the ksiv and a din based on the kri. Rabbi Yosef Aglili probably also holds from two dinim. I don't know. The Gemara is a little strange. First thing, Gemara presented it as if Rabbi Akiva disagrees, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, because the ksiv is oni. And then they back out from that. No, he holds a din based on the kri also. A din based on the ksiv and a din based on the kri. Yeah, this Gemara is repeated on Kuf Tezvav on the base. They quote Shmuel's memra. Here the Gemara also quoted Shmuel. Lechemani lechem shan malav dvarim harbe. So it says the kamon kuf tezvav amibay. So at the bottom of kuf tezvav amibay, they quote the last four lines. Amishma lechemani lechem shan malav dvarim harbe. Tanya nami hachi lechemani shav dvarim harbe. So Shmuel's din is from the Tanaim. It's in Ebraisa. Then it says davar acher lechem oni oniksiv madarko lechem oni oniksiv ma oni shadarka beprusa afkam beprusa. What do you mean darka beprusa? Novi Yeshaya encourages the people halofros laroyev lachmecha. The wealthy people, the poor people can't afford to pay for bread. They're poor. So the wealthy people have gigantic challahs for Shabbos. Then what do they do with the leftover challah? They throw it out in the garbage. They throw it to the dogs. So don't throw it out. Give a prusa. Don't give them a shlema. The shlema is you want to eat. But the leftover, give a prusa to the ani. So the ani is madaka shalani be prusa. He gets a handout from the rich man. The rich man is going to give him the leftover challah. So Pesach night, you should eat prusa. So Rashi and the Rashbam both write on Kuf Tezayin and Aleph. It's the top Rashi and the first Rashbam. They both say the same thing. The prusa is for achilas matzah. Madak lechem oni, the nevitzah matzah should be with prusa. Then in addition to that, you have to have lechem mishnah. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have lechem mishnah because the man didn't fall down on Shabbos, and the man didn't fall down on Yom Tov. The man didn't fall down on Shabbos, that's Psukim Chumash. Man didn't fall down on Yom Tov, does not say in Chumash, but that's the Gemara, the first daf in Beitza, the base on the base. Tosis points it out. There's it there in Beitza, and Tosis over here also points out. First daf in Beitza says Beferish. Chol Mechan le Shabbos, v'chol Mechan le Yom Tov, because it says Ve'ichinu es Hashi Yaviu. The man fell down on the weekdays, the man didn't fall down. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So they had to have Lechem Mishneh on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. And if you had Yom Tov next to Shabbos, they had to have Lechem Meshulosh. They had to have three portions fell down. That's what we mentioned, the Kasha from Reb Shlomo LeVilna. Shlomo LeVilna was a dayan in Vilna in the late 1800s. So he writes in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo, he was always wondering, when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, why don't you need Lechem Meshulosh? Because the man didn't fall down neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. So on the Erev of the 2 days next to each other, you should really need three challahs, because three portions of man came down. So he works on that kasha. So Tosfos Bayas says, yeah, the Gemara is beferish that the man didn't come down on Yom Tov, but in the davening we say, Ata kidashta v'irachta mekal ha'yam v'kidashta mekal ha'zmanim. The top Tosfos on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph says 10 lines from the end where they quote the Mechilta. What does it mean? Shabbos is a Yom of Bracha and Shabbos is a Yom of Kedusha. The Bracha usually means ribui. And Kedusha means abstention. So, what does it mean? Bercha b'mon and Kitcha b'mon. Bracha always means ribui, so Lechem Mishneh came down on Erev Shabbos. And Kitcha B'mon, Kedusha, means abstention, that the mon did not fall down on Shabbos. So if you say, in the davening we say, V'erachta mekol ha'yamim, V'kidashta mekol ha'zmanim, only Shabbos has Kedusha, only Shabbos has Bracha. It sounds like Yom Tov doesn't have Bracha. There was no Lechem Mishneh on Erev Yom Tov, and there was no abstention. Not that the mon didn't fall down on Yom Tov. So Tosfos says it can't be. It's again that comment. Even though that's what it sounds like from the Nusach HaTfilah, Berachta Mekal HaYom V'Kidashta Mekal HaZmanim. Sounds like the man only didn't fall down on Shabbos, Ben HaYom Tov did fall down, V'Kidashta Mekal HaZmanim, but it's not so. So you have to say the man tasted better on Shabbos. You have to give some kind of an explanation. But that's B'Ferish and Nimar. The man didn't fall down on Shabbos, it didn't fall down on Yom Tov. If on Yom Tov, you need Lechem Mishneh. So when you have Lechem Mishneh, how does it jive with this Gemara that you have to have Hamoitz, you have to have Prusa? So Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos talks about it. They discuss it. They're two different mitzvahs. For the Sudas Yom Tov, for Hamoitz, you have to have Lechem Mishneh. And then Rashi and the Rashbam both write the same thing. You cut one of the Shlemos. That's the way it's usually assumed. You don't have to cut. When you have Lechem Mishneh, you have to cut both. They quote from the Vilna Gaon that he thought that we should follow the Rashba's pshat and the Gemara in Brochus. Tosis here quotes that Tosis Kufta Zainam and Aleph, the top Tosis quotes, the second line of Tosis, quoting Mar Brochus Daflam at Tess about Lechem Mishnah. So the Gemara says there, one of the Amoraim was Batsa Akula Sheirusa. What do you mean, Batsa Akula Sheirusa? So most of the Rishonim learned pshat, they had a big challah on Shabbos, had Lechem Mishnah and a gigantic challah. And he wouldn't just cut a little slice at the end of the challah. Looks like that's all you're going to eat. So he would make up his mind in advance how much of the challah he's going to eat. And he would cut half into the challah to demonstrate he's going to eat a lot of challah. Batsa Akula Sheirusa. He would cut off when he said Hamotzi, and he would, you say the bracha on the shlema, and then when you, after you finish Hamotzi Lachmanas, then you cut the challah. Instead of just cutting off a tiny little slice, what you're going to start off with, you should cut into the challah a big chunk to demonstrate Chavivas HaMitzvah. You can plan to eat a lot of challah. So the Rashba, not Gemara, has a different interpretation, and the Vilna Gaon thinks we should follow the Rashba. But Zakul Shirusa means that he cut both challahs. That if you're going to have Lechem Mishnah, you're only going to cut one of them. The one that you didn't cut is if it's still in the bakery. Is it's not mitzdarf to the Lechem Mishnah. This is based on the Zohar, because the Zohar says that Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos is Zecher Laman. Okay, that's what the Gemara says, but it's also Zecher Lechem Aponim. And since there were 12 Lechem Aponim, there were two piles of Lechem Aponim, six and six, Shtay Mareches, Shesha Mareches, each pile had six, so there were 12. So when you say Hamotzi on Shabbos, you should have 12 challahs. So some Hasidic Rebbes had such a practice. They would say Hamotzi on two challahs, they would have another 10 challahs on the table. So they would be saying Hamotzi, there were 10 challahs, there were 12 challahs on the table, Zecher Lechem Aponim. Or others would make a challah with 12 little sections in it. You can pull out sections from the challah. So if you have 12 people around the table, you just rip apart the one challah and it has 12 sections. And the Vilna Gaon thought, the Vilna Gaon didn't go for the Chassidish practices. So the Vilna Gaon said the Chassidim misunderstood, they misinterpreted the Zohar. It doesn't mean that you have 12 challahs on the table. On Leil Shabbos, you have two challahs and you cut both. On Shabbos morning, you have two challahs and you cut both. Shalosh Shuris, you have two challahs and you cut both. Challahs. So if you have two and two is six challahs, you cut both, so you have 12 half challahs. So that's what the Zohar means. If you put together all the three suddas of Shabbos, not each time you say Hamotzi, you should have 12 challahs on the table. Or the challah should have a sectional challah, it should have 12 sections in it. No, if you put together all the chatzoi challah, all the chatzoi challah, you're going to have 12. So here, Rashi and the Rashbam both say not so. They say, Ubatzea alachas mehen, Ubatzea. Me'achas me'hashlemus, not like the Rashba. That's the Rashba and Brochus daf lamentes and the base on the Gemara that on that daf. Tosis is quoting a different line from that daf. So Rashi and the Rashbam both say over here that on Pesach night there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to make hamoitzi like any other yontif, and you should say hamoitzi on lecha mishnah, and you should cut either one or both. And two shlemus, you should have two shlemus for lecha mishnah. Then there's another chiyuv on Pesach night that you have to have a kazayis of matzah. And the kazayis of matzah has to be lechamoni, madakri shaloni beprusa. The wealthy man gives him a handout, gives him the non-shlem, he gives him a prusa that's left over. So madakri shaloni beprusa, avkam beprusa. So that's where it comes from, that we have two and a half challahs on Pesach night. And the Rambam, and following the Rif, the Rambam and some other Tosfos has these two opinions also on the last parak. So the other Rishonim hold, no, they're not. You don't need two different kazaisim. The Mechaber writes, you need two kazaisim. One kazais of the Shlema, for Lechem Mishnah of Suda Shabbos, and one kazais of the Prusa, for the Mitzvah of Matzah. So the Mishnah Brura complains, why did the Mechaber quote that sheet that you need two different kazaisim? The two different mitzvahs, one mitzvah of Suda Shiontif, that you need a kazais from the Shlema, one mitzvah of Matzah. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Aloha complains, says, again, most of the Rishonim hold you don't need. Why do most of the Rishonim hold not so? They hold that the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah on Pesach night requires that it shouldn't be two shlemus. If you have two and a half, so how is that Madakri Shalani Beprusa? The Ani doesn't have any shleimus. The Ani has only prusas. So that's why other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They hold that the mitzvah of matzah is not a separate, independent mitzvah from the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif. The mitzvah of Sudas Yontif on Pesach night has to be fulfilled with matzah. And instead of requiring two shleimas, you only have one shleima and one prusa. If you're going to have two shleimas and one prusa, so that's not badaka shalani b'prusa. The Ani doesn't have shleimas, he only has prusas. So that's two opinions. Whether you need 1.5 chalas or 2.5 chalas. So most have 2.5 chalas. And the Vilna Gaon feels that we should follow more, he thought more correct is like the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik's family in Volozhin, they followed the practices of the Vilna Gaon. Rav Moshe Feinstein also, he used to have 1.5 chalas. Instead of starting off with two, and we start off Kaddish Uchatz Karpas Yachatz. Yachatz, you take the three matzahs and you break one of them and then you're left with 2.5. And the others who follow the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam, they start off with two matzahs and they break one of them, they're left with 1.5. And they put away the half for the matzah for the Afikoman. Yeah, why do they break the matzah in the beginning of the meal? The Rambam doesn't have that. The Rambam has when you're ready to say Hamoitzi and you have two shleimas. So you break one of the shleimas before you say Hamoitzi. You say Hamoitzi over 1.5. Why do we have Kaddish Uchatz Karpas Yachatz? These are the Simonim Dagois Maimoni on the bottom of the page of the Rambam quotes these. Kaddish Uchatz Karpas Yachatz. These are the Simonim in basement Rosh Hashal Rashi. This is a Rashi and the Tesis had this practice. What is that based on that you do Yachatz all the way in the beginning of the meal? So it's based on the Maharal Prague has a commentary on Arvei Psochim and on the Haggadah. So he writes it's a combination of the two drushes that they have over here on Kuf Tezavav Amid Beis, going over to Kuf Tezainam and Aleph. Shmuel said, Lechem Oni Lechem Shonim Olav Dvarim Harbe. You have to tell CPTS Mitzrayim the connection with the Matzah. So you have to have matzah in front of you when you tell the CP Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how Rashi said by us for the Haggadah and for the Gan Mala V'Sahalo. We don't always have. Not everybody has the broken matzah there when you finish the halal because it's already after the benching. So some people take the matzah off the table. The Rashi seems to hold you should have the matzah the whole time, even after the Birchas Hamazon. When you finish the halal, Birchas Hamazon is the third cup of wine. The fourth cup of wine is the second half of the halal. So Rashi seems to say you should still have matzah on the table at the time that you complete the halal. So the Maharal Prague points out that it's the idea that we have yachatz before magid. Why? Because it's based on the combination of the two drushes. Lechem oni with the kri. Lechem oni, lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe. We want to have matzah in front of us. That b'shoshesh matzah lefanecha. And then the ksiv is oni, madak shalani b'prusa, atkam b'prusa. So the matzah for lechem sha'onim olav dvarim harbe should be a prusa. So that's what the Maharal Prague says. Our practice is we follow this practice, min b'yisad Rosh Hashal Rashi. You do yachatz. You break a matzah before you start the Haggadah because you want to have Oinim Olav Dvarim Harbe on a Prusa. You combine the two together. You combine the Kri and the Ksiv together. Then the Gemara has on the top line of Kuf Tezainim and Aleph. Another drosha. We say Lechem Oni Prat L'Matzah Ashira. Matzah Ashira. So what's Matzah Ashira? So you shouldn't knead the flour with May Peris. The Rambam holds only Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov. We spoke about that Rambam. It's so strange why the Rambam holds only the Dalad Mashkim, Yain Shem, only the four that the Gemara says. Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov. And the other Mishanim say, any May Peris. If you use any May Peris, that makes it Matzah Ashira. What else is a Matzah Ashira? So we had Ashisha. We had the Gemara. Here, the Gemara was the third wide line on Lamed Vav on the base. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Shmuel Beis that they were eating ashisha, and ashisha, the Gemara says, is if the matzah is ashisha, That's a violation of lechemoni. That's matzah ashir. What is ashisha? Very thick. Rashi says gluska gedola, a gigantic. How much is ashisha? How much is 1/6 of an eifa? How much is 1/6 of an eifa? How much is an eifa? How much is an eifa? So an eifa, it's a plain arithmetic. An eifa is 3 saw, and a saw is 6 kavim, and a kav is 4 lugim, and a lug is 6 beitzim. So if you multiply how many beitzim are there in an eifa, you're going to get 432. It's just plain arithmetic. There are 432 beitzim in an eifa. What's the oimer was asiris eifa? That was 10%. So if you take 432 divided by 10, you get 43.2. That's mem gimel beitzim mechaymish beitzim. That's the shear for hafrashas chala. Mem gimel beitzim. That's what the achrenim write on Mishnah is chala. That the word chala bigematria ches lamed hey is 43. So it's mem gimel beitzim mechaymish beitzim. It's 43.2 beitzim. And what is 1/6 of ashisha? The Gemara says ashisha is echad meshisha be'efa. The omer as asiris ha'efa, a tenth. A tenth is 43. Mem gimel beitzim mechamish beitzim. What is a sixth? A sixth is going to be bigger than a tenth. So a sixth is 72 beitzim. So visualize like a wedding cake. Gigantic wedding cake that has so many layers and has the volume of 72 beitzim in it. That's a pretty gigantic, very thick cake. So that's what the Gemara says. If you have such a thick cake, everything is a paste of thicker flour, and you mix it with water, and you put it in an oven, and everything baked. And because it baked, so it's not going to turn into chametz, but it's so gigantic, it's going to be so thick. Rashi calls it a gluska gedela. So that's echa mishisha. Echad Meshisha Be'efa is 72 Beitzim, so that's too big. So the minig is, the Ramah says minig is that you make matzahs that are thinner than an etzba. So we spoke about that. And the Mishnah Berurah says even for Ashkenazim, if you use Sfardish matzahs that are spongy, the Mishnah Berurah said that's not a violation of the minig. It's less than an etzba thick. An etzba is the thickness of the thumb. Even the Sfardish matzahs are less than half of the thickness of the thumb. Ashkenazi matzahs are very brittle. You have hardly any water in it. Sfardi matzahs have more water, so it's a little more spongy. But there's nothing wrong. It's not in violation. It's beferish in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not in violation of the Ashkenazi practice. Some people don't enjoy eating brittle matzahs, so let them eat the Sfardi matzahs. It tastes very good. There's nothing wrong. So you have what's matzah shira. So one matzah shira is Isa Sheni Losha B'Yayin Shem and Vashon Cholav, according to other Rishonim, all may Paris. And what else is Matashira? Echa Mishisha Be'efa. If you have so a gluska gedola, such a gigantic cake, such a gigantic matzah, that it contains 72 beitzim in it. What else is Matzah Ashira that you have to have a prusa? You want to have Madaka Shaloni. Lechem oni, oniksi, madaka shaloni bepusa. You want to have a prusa. Okay. So this machlekes, Rabbi Akiva does not agree with Rabbi Yosef Glili about the din. He agrees that Maisa Sheni may not be eaten. It's not nechel baninus. That's a pasuk. Lechal tabiyoni mimenu. But he doesn't think that it makes a tarte de sasri with the mitzvah of matzah, because it's ein anechel baninus. Yeah. Somehow Rabbi Akiva is totally ignoring the issue that the Gemara quotes later on Daf Lamed Ches, that the Gemara quotes on the last two lines on Lamed Zayin on the base. Rabasi quotes that there's a machlek, as Rashi tells you, the machlek in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Dalet on the base. Machlek is a Meir Rabbi Yehuda, where the Maaseh Sheni Mamad Gavai, Maaseh Sheni Mamad Vaylim. And usually, Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. This is an exception to the rule that Halacha K'Rav Meir. The Gemara points out the Halacha K'Rav Meir. The Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya. So since it's Mama Gavaya, so Rav Asi says, you can't be Yotze Idei Chai Bas Matzah, because it's Mama Gavaya. So the Gemara asks, why? Bishlema by Esrog Shal Maisa Sheini, you need Shalachem. Lakachtam Lachem Yishalachem. The first 2 days of Sukkot, so in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Sukkot, you need Shalachem. The rest of Sukkot, you don't need Shalachem. So if it's Mama Gavaya, it's not called Shalachem. But on Pesach night, nit ksiv matzas chem. There is no pasuk that has to be shalachem. So Mark explains on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. No, it's a gzeirah shava lechem lechem. It says over here lechem only by matzah, and it says why b'cholchem lechem ha'aretz. You're chayv to be mafrish chala. So just like by chala, there's a din that the mama gavoya is not chayv and chala here also not. So that's a shaila. What does that mean? So we spoke about it already. So the Rosh learns. That a matzah, Rosh writes that a matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. The Rosh understood the Gemara kipshuto, that you, even though it doesn't say matzah aschem, you learn gzera shava from chala, that you need shalachem. And the Rambam apparently didn't understand like that. The Rambam understood there is no such thing by chala gufa that it has to be shalachem. The Gemara has a famous memory on the pasuk, commenting on the pasuk in Mishlei, but say be'ech ne'etz Hashem, when the ganef, Betza is a gezel. Well, but say a berach, when the ganef steals something, and then he says a bracha because he steals something and does a mitzvah with it. So, but say a berach, when the ganef says a bracha because he's performing a mitzvah with the stolen item, ni'etz Hashem, it's a bizoyin. It's not considered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not appreciate the bracha. He considered it as if he was menaitz, as if he was megadef, es Hashem. So the Gemara gives an example of Betzei Berach Ni'etz Hashem Harei Shegozel Soa Shalchitim. A person stole a bushel full of kernels of grain. Tochna, he grinds it up. Belosha, and he mixes in water. Va'afor, and he goes and he bakes it. V'hifish memena chala. The Gemara is strange. Why he puts it out of order? Usually a mafrish chala after you do nesinas amayim. When you mix the water with the flour, when it's in the state of dough. Here the Gemara in this famous brisa in the end of Agoizel, the end of Bava Kama, so the Gemara says, Ha'esha gozol saw shachitim. He stole a bushel of kernels of grain, he grinds it up, he does tchina, then he does lisha, then afor, then he bakes it, then hifish menachala. So Tosis is going to talk about that. Why is the Seder out of order? What the ganef, ben adam l'chaveri, he's a miserable person, he's stealing. But it sounds like he's basically ben adam l'mokim, he's observing the mitzvahs properly. He's not, he's violating gezel. But so why is he mafrish chala after he bakes it? Why wasn't he mafrish chala before? So we'll have to get to that when we learn the Tosfos. When we learn the Tosfos on daf lamed zayin on the base with the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that there are two dinim, either lisha or rafia. We spoke about it b'kitzur, we'll have to do it again. So we'll have to discuss that. So the Gemara says, Ketzem Avarach, Enzem Avarach, Elabinites, that he doesn't get reward. So it doesn't say that because it's stolen, I stole flour, I stole grain, and I ground it up. It doesn't say that you're not chayev to be mafrish chal. It says it's a sin to say a bracha. As if everything is wonderful. He's such a wonderful person. He's doing mitzvah. He says a bracha. Rabban Shalom takes the bracha as a curse, as if he's megadef es Hashem. But say a berach ne'etz Hashem. But it doesn't say that the hafrash haschala is not in place. Aye, but it's not shalachem. It's stolen goods. So there really is not. There isn't a din that you need shalachem in order to be chayv and chala. It's not a din. Eid and Moshe Dabash Eni Shaloi. It doesn't become tevel. So there is no such din. The din just is, that's how the Rambam seems so. The din just is that Hegdish is not chayiv and Arisa Seichem, Pratla Hegdish. So if you hold my Sisheni Mama Gavoya, I treat my Sisheni as if it's Hegdish. So that's why if you have Matzah Shal, my Sisheni can't be Yotze because it's labeled as Matzah Shal Hegdish. That's how the Rambam would say. Matzah Shal Masheni is no good because it's called Matzah Shal Hegdish. But not because it's Eina Shalachem. The Rosh learned that you need Shalachem. So that we spoke about. Like the Rosh and the Rambam. What's the Gemara's Maskana? Yeah, but the Rambam paskins that Maseh Sheni Yawayotzi. Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva here. Rabbi Yosef Lili here. Lamed Vav Amaral. Rabbi Yosef Lili says you cannot be Yotzi with Matzah Shal Maseh Sheni. Rabbi Akiva says you can. Rabbi Kiva says that you can be yotzei. What happened to the Gemara later? Rav Asi's din that if Maisa Shein, the Rama Paska Maisa Shein, Mama Gavoya. If it's Mama Gavoya, she'd have said the Maisa Shein is no good. So the Rama Paska is against this Gemara Lama Chesi. Paska is like Rabbi Kiva. So there's something missing over here in the Gemara. The Gemara should have put the two together regarding Maisa Shal Maisa Shein. All right, that's a problem. So then the Gemara has a discussion regarding Issa Shani Losha Biyain Shemed Vash and Cholov. So we spoke a little bit about Milchik bread. The Gemara says, well, Tanya, the last three narrow lines on Lamed Vav and Aleph, before you get to the wide lines in the Gemara, in Loshan is Issa B'cholov. We're not allowed to make, we had it El Lamed and Aleph, we had it already. Not allowed to make Fleshik bread, not allowed to make Milchik bread. The Gemara had before in Toshen Satana Baalia. If you're going to smear schmaltz on the bottom of the oven, then you're going to put the dough. When they, in the days of the Gemara, when they baked, they used to put the raw dough directly on. They didn't put it on a baking tin and put the baking tin in. They put the bread on the sides of the on the walls on the sides on the wall on top on the floor on the bottom. And then when it would be fully baked, they would have to scrape it out. And if you didn't scrape it out in time, the thing would get burnt to a crisp. So you had to do Radias Hapas. You had to scrape it up. That's considered a Malachim of the Rabbanim. That's a Gzera. Radias Hapas is Chochma. The Gemara says, Tkir Shofar, Radias Hapas is Chochma Bein a Malacha. It's not even a Malachim of the Rabbanim. It's an Issa of the Rabbanim that you're not allowed to do Radias Hapas on Shabbos. It's an Issa of the Rabbanim. But you need the Radias Hapas. If you don't scrape it out, it's going to get burnt. You won't be able to eat it. So I call upon him, there's a din, you're not allowed to make fleshy bread, you're not allowed to eat melchik bread, because in the days of the Gemara, they ate bread that was a staple of all the meals. They had a lot of bread and a little bit of flesh, and a little bit of chicken, a little bit of whatever, but it had an awful lot of bread. So since bread is eaten both in fleshy meals and in melchik meals, so they're not allowed to make fleshy bread. So the Gemara asks, how can he allow over here melchik bread? It's against the din. So the Gemara says, maybe it's a mistake in the story. Maybe what he told the children was talushali bedufsha, not bechelva. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And even the Iboy Seima, if you want to consider the olam bechelva, that sometimes milchik bread is mutter. When is that? If it's ke'en tura. Ke'en tura is mutter. What does it mean, ke'en tura? So that's a machlekes in Yoridei. They point out a machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam. So the Rambam learns ke'en tura. You made it with a mishunadika shape. It has a hecker. When you look at that loaf of bread, you know right away that that's not a normal loaf of bread. It was baked differently. It has a hecker on it in a strange shape. So that shape means that it's milchik. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that a private person made milchik bread and he made it for supper. They're having for supper and they're having fleshiks for supper. They're having milchiks for supper. There isn't going to be any leftover bread. The bread is small, ke'en tura. Not that it has a shinui to it, like the Rambam learns, but it's a small amount and it's intended all to be eaten up tonight and supper by lunch. So there isn't going to be anything left over. It was baked specifically for this meal. So in Shulchan Aruch, they accept both kulas, both the kula of Rashi and the kula of the Rambam. Whenever it has a shinui and whenever you baked a little bit, private person make. Let's say you have a bakery and they bake milchik bread. And they bake tiny little milchik breads. Each one is a tiny little roll. And it does make sense to leave it over from one meal to the other. Yeah, but they baked 100 rolls like that. So you can't say kein tura is muta. The whole kula kein tura is if a private person baked fleshik bread and milchik bread for the next upcoming meal, and that's a small amount, and they're not going to leave over anything. So then there's no chashash that someone's going to eat it with fleshik, someone's going to eat it with milchiks. Yeah, this din that we learned over here, lechem she'einim olav dvarim harbei, that you had to have the matzah should be exposed. You have to recite the Haggadah, you have to tell obisit b'seis Mitzrayim in conjunction with the mitzvah matzah menachem lefanechem. There's a Mishnah later. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kol shalom mashlosha dvar meila be Pesach la yotzei dechavasu elahem Pesach matzah umaror." So how do you translate that Mishnah? That's the top line, Akuf Tezayin Amid Beis. The bottom line, Akuf Tezayin Amid Aleph. Rabbi Gamliel Hayom, Akol Shalom, Mishlosh, the Rabbi Amid Pesach, Lo Yotza Yedei Chayvosa. You're not Yotza, the Mitzah. You're not Yotza, what Mitzah? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that he always thought, like it says in the Rambam, you're not Yotza, the Mitzah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. Sipitzias Mitzrayim, you're not supposed to just tell about the Golas Mitzrayim. You have to give the story of the Golas Mitzrayim and the Geula by way of explaining why we eat Pesach Matzah Mor. So the Yotzei Dechai Vasa, if you don't explain Matzah Zu Shana Ochlim, Pesach Zeh Shana Ochlim, Mor Zeh Shana Ochlim, you have to explain the Mitzvah Halayla by telling over the whole story of Sipis Yisrael. That's how the Rambam says, the Yotzei Dechai Vasa, you're not fully Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sipis Yisrael. The Rav Soloveitchik said that's what he always thought till he went to university in Berlin. So he was there once for Pesach, and the rabbi held the Shabbos Agodal Drasha. So the rabbi interpreted Lo Yotze Dechavasa is not fully Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah. So the rabbi held the whole Drasha. Why is it different from Lulav? That Lulav Yotze, even if you don't give the reason for the Mitzvah, all the other Mitzvahs. All the other mitzvahs in the Torah Yotze, even if you don't say the reason, why is matzah different? Rabbi Soloveitchik confronted him and asked him, why do you learn such a funny pshat? Why don't you learn pasha pshat to Yotze Dechavasa and not Yotze the mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim? So he said to the rabbi, said, I don't know your Rambam, but that's how the Maharsha learns. Lo Yotze Dechavasa, you're not fully Yotze the mitzvah of matzah. So he said, Rabbi Soloveitchik was surprised. Why did the Maharsha learn not like the Rambam? So he says, years later, he came across a Ramban. The Ramban says like that. He wasn't aware. The Ramban learns Liyotze Dechavosei and not fully Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah and not fully Yotze the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach unless you tell the reason why. The other mitzvahs you Yotze, even if you don't tell the reason for the mitzvah. But Pesach Matzah Mor, you're not Yotze unless you tell the reason why. Where does the Ramban say this? So there's a Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishnah says a person who is Yoshe b'sukkah b'shulchan b'sach habayis. The person has the table that has all the food on it is inside the house, and the sukkah is contiguous to the house. The sukkah is adjacent to the house. So he leans over into the house, and he takes out some food, and he eats the food in the sukkah. He's Rosh Avruba b'sukkah b'shulchan b'sach habayis. Every time he wants some more food, he leans forward into the house, he takes some food out, and he eats it up. So that's a machlokes b'shamayim b'silul in the Mishnah. If you yotze not, zegzeira de rabbanon shemayim moshe chachar shulchanai, he may lean into the house, and while he's rosh v'ruba in the house, he'll eat the food. So that's a machlekes b'sham b'shilul where they make such zegzeira. So b'shilul are the ones who are lenient. B'shilul is mekel. So b'shilul say, isn't there an incident that once ziknei b'sham and ziknei b'shilul visited a certain tana? He was sitting Rosh Avruba v'sukkah b'shulchan b'sach habayis v'layom v'lo dover. So you see that there's nothing wrong. So the Beis Shammai responded, no, we have also a tradition that happened in the earlier generations with the earlier generations of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And they did. Our version of the story was that they told him, "Emkeni yisanoig lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha." That's the way you sit in sukkah. Rosh Avruba v'sukkah b'shulchan b'sach habayis. So it's a gzeira mid the rabban and you're not yotze. So Tosis comments on that Mishnah, Tosis in Sukkah, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph comments. The Mishnah is later in Sukkah, Nechafs. But Tosis comments on that Mishnah, what do you mean, Lo Yotze Yidei Chavosa? It's only a Gzeirim Ede Rabbanon. Shem Yimosha Chacha Shulchanam, Min HaTorah Yuwa Yotze. If he's Rosh Yavirubu V'Sukkah B'Shulchanam B'Sach HaBayis, Min HaTorah, it's okay. So Tosis says, but once the Chachamim said you shouldn't do that, then you're not even Yotze the Mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. Not even Yotze on the level of the rice. It's a Kiddush, what Tosfos says. That whenever, let's say, Min HaTorah, you have to recite Kiddush on Shabbos, but it doesn't have to be Kiddush al Hayayin. We assume Kiddush B'Dvarim is the rice. It doesn't have to be Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. But the Rabbanon has to be Kiddush al Hayayin. It has to be Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. So let's say when they say Kiddush in Shul, and it's not b'makom suda, so you're not yotze. So you're not yotze on the level of the raisa. Means min haTorah you're yotze with the kiddush and shul, but min the rabbanon you're not yotze because you didn't have kiddush b'makom suda. So Tosfos would say, no, you're not yotze min haTorah. Whenever there's a mitzvah that min haTorah can be fulfilled in any fashion, and min the rabbanon you have to fulfill it in a specific fashion. Let's say birchas hamazon. The Chachamim composed the text that you have to say. In our Torah, you don't have to say that text. You can say a different nusach. So let's say the person will sing Tzum Shelo Achalnu. So that's what they quote from Rav Chaim Volozhin. Every stanza in Tzum Shelo Achalnu corresponds to each bracha of the Birchas Hamazon. So he said, Rav Chaim Volozhin has said, the name of the Vilna Gaon, I think they say, you shouldn't say Tzum Shelo Achalnu before the benching. Because then you'll be Yotze Birchas Hamazon Deraisa, and the Chachamim want you to fulfill the mitzvah Deraisa in the nusach that they said. Not that you should be Yotze Birchas Hamazon Deraisa by singing Tzum Shelo Achalnu, and then you should bench later to make them happy. No, they wanted to be Yotze the mitzvah Deraisa in their nusach. So that's a question. If you listen to Kiddush and Shul, will you say, since it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, which is needed in the Rabbanan, so you're not even Yotze Kiddush Deraisa? The Rosh quotes on the Gemara later, why do we still say Kiddush and Shul? The Gemara says we say Kiddush and Shul to be Motzi the Orchem Yideh Chayvosim, because all the other people are not Yotze, because it's not Kiddush Makom Suda. So why do we still continue to say Kiddush and Shul today? We don't have any Orchem meeting in the Shul or in the room adjacent to the Shul. So the Rosh quotes to Rabbeinu Yoina that there are some people who are going to go home and they're going to go to sleep. They're not going to eat at all. They're not going to say Kiddush at home. So at least we want them to be Yotze the Kiddush Deraisa. Is that really true? Are they Yotze the Kiddush Deraisa by listening to Kiddush and Shul? Maybe you should say, since the Chachamim were Misak and you have to say Kiddush B'makom Suda, so you're not even Yotze on the level of the Deraisa. So that's a Kiddush that Tosfos says. If you have Rosh Hashanah v'Sukkah, Shulchan b'Sach Habayis, and it's a gzera, but the Rabbanan machlekes b'sham emesilu, when they make a gzera, the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to sit like that, it's a b'sham ehol from the gzera, the Rabbanan. So it means you're not even keno yisnoig l'kiyam t'mitz v'sukkah mecha, you're not even yotze on the level of the Raisa, or it means you're not yotze, you're not fully yotze, because when the Rabbanan not yotze. So Tosfos says you're not yotze on the din the Raisa. How do they have the ability to declare like that? What do you mean? But on the level of the Raisa, is Yotze. The Chacham have the right to tell you, you should do something bigger and better. But they have the ability to declare that you're not Yotze. That's a Chiddush. So the Ramban and the Malchamis writes, on that Taisa, he disagrees. Says what it says, L'kiyamte mitzvusu k'miyamecha, means you're not fully Yotze. And he gives us a mashal, Rabbi Gamliel Lama, Koshal Omas, Koshal Dvar, Mele B'Pesach, Lo Yotze Dechavasa, he doesn't learn that you're not Yotze Yedechavas, CPTS Mitzahim, he got it to Levincha. He says, you're not Yotze Yedei Pesach Matzah Umar, but you are Yotze. So he says, Lo Yotze Dechavasa means you're not fully Yotze. You're not Yotze Bishleimusa. So just like here, Lo Yotze Dechavasa means you're not fully Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah, so too you're not fully Yotze the Mitzvah of Sukkah because you didn't do it the way the Chachamim wanted you to do it. So that's the Ramban who says like that, Maharsha. The Mechudish Dikab Shat, Yotze Dechavasa, doesn't mean you're not Yotze CPT Mitzrayim. Means you're not Yotze for some reason or not. They're not Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah Bishlei Musa, or Mora, or Korban Pesach Bishlei Musa, without telling over this story. So that's Shmuel's comment. Shmuel commented on the Pasuk, Lechem Oni, Lechem Shamala, with Dvorim Harbei, that the reciting of CPT Mitzrayim enhances the Mitzvah of matzah. It enhances the mitzvah matzah. There's a connection between achilas matzah and the sipi yitzias mitzrayim. The sipi mitzrayim accomplishes that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is going to be more bishlei musa. There's another Ramban has like that. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam wrote a whole Sefer HaMitzvahs. He tells you what in his, he gives a whole list. What in his opinion are the 630 mitzvahs? The Gemara says there are 630 mitzvahs. The Gemara doesn't tell us which they are. So the Rambam gave a whole list. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam here and there, and he deletes a whole bunch of mitzvahs essay. He deletes a whole bunch of mitzvahs lois essay. And he has to replace them with other mitzvahs because the Midrashim say there are 248 mitzvahs essay, 365 mitzvahs lois essay. So the Ramban, when he deletes a whole bunch, he has to have a whole list of 18 mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to replace the 18 that he's deleting from the Rambam. So one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban, mitzvah sheshachach harav, one of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot to count is the mitzvah reciting Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, B'Godlo Lakeinu, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah as you're about to talk and learning. So the Rambam didn't count that mitzvah. So some say the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Birchas Hatorah is only the Rabbanan, like all the Birchas HaMitzvah is only with the Rabbanan. And the Shagasari has a tshuva. He says, if that's the Rambam Shita, he says he paskens like the Ramban. He thinks that it's a real drosha gemura. It's not an asmachta in Birchas Hatorah's deraisa. So if a person has a suffix, he doesn't remember. He's half asleep when he woke up. He doesn't remember if he said Birchas Hatorah, so suffix deraisa l'chumer. You would have to repeat the Birchas Hatorah again if you want to learn that day. He paskens, Mishnah Berurah quotes that Shagasari, that Birchas Hatorah's deraisa. So then the Ramban says, and maybe one will defend the Rambam, and I'll say, the Rambam also agrees with me that Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa, but he feels that it doesn't deserve to be counted as an independent mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah, part of the same mitzvah, part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You should learn Torah after having recited a bracha. It's one big mitzvah. So the Ramban says he doesn't think, if you already agree with me that Birchas HaTorah is different from all the other Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha and tzitzis and lulav and shofar and tefillin is the Rabbanan, but the bracha Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. Once you agree with that, then it should be counted as two different mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is one mitzvah, Birchas HaTorah is another mitzvah. Why? So he says, just like Bikurim, Havoas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim are connected, but they're counted as two different mitzvahs. And same thing, Haggadah Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Matzah. He says, even though one could have argued the point and said it should be counted as one mitzvah, because the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim enhances the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, he says, nevertheless, all the money on mitzvah counted as two distinct mitzvahs. So those are the two places where the Ramban has like that. That Lechem She'enim Olav Dvarim Harvei, that Haggadah should be recited in connection with the B'shosha Matzah Ma Menachem Lefanecha, when the matzah is on the table, that having the matzah present when you tell over Sipitzin Mitzrayim enhances the mitzvah of matzah, enhances the mitzvah of matzah. Just like Mikra Bikurim enhances the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, and you count it as two mitzvahs, so the mitzvah of Sipitzin Mitzrayim enhances is not fully yotze the mitzvah of matzah if he doesn't tell over the story of Sipitzias Mitzrayim. That's a mechudish dikeb shat. That Ramban, that's a mechudish dikeb shat. So then the Gemara has a discussion here on Lamed Vav and Aleph. What's the story with matzah shenilosha b'yayin shem and dvash and cholov? So it's matzah shira. So the Gemara says the first day you're not allowed to. We said there are three different shitas. Whether it means for the kezayis mitzvah you're not yotze, or laila harishon, or the whole day. Ramam says the whole yom harishon, the whole first 2 days. That's why we said the Beis HaLevi would need knedlach and the first 2 days of Pesach because of the Rambam. The Ramam learns that there's a special din the first day in Bayos Feka Yom, the first 2 days, you're not allowed to eat matzah shira. You can only eat matzah lechem oni. It's not only a din for the kezayis shal mitzvah, it's a din the whole first day you're not allowed to have. The Beis Yosef quotes, there are three different shitas. Rashi says, Laila HaRishon, others say only Kezayis Rishon, and the Rambam says the whole Yom HaRishon. So the Gemara says, is that really true? So the Gemara, that you need Issa Shnei Losha B'Yayin Shem and Dvash V'Cholav is not allowed on Pesach. Rabbi Akiva's opinion, is that true? That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Gemara says, Ay V'Hatanya. So they quoted a brisa. So what does it say? The first Tana said, "Ain losh anisa v'pesul b'yayin shem and dvash." Why? Because it's b'mar lahachmitz. Im losh, what do you do if you did b'di'evit? Rabbi Gamliel Lama tisarf miyad. You have to burn it right away because it's b'mar lahachmitz. Usually you have a long time. You have a shear. The Gemara is going to say later. You have a shear mill. If you mix flour with water and you let it sit for less than a mill, nothing is going to happen. If you let it sit for more than a mil, then is what to begin thinking about. But less than how much is a shear mil? So he said, the Mishnah Berurah always says that it's 18 minutes, and Leo Levy points out in his Sefer that the Acharonim say that that's a mistake, that it's not 18 minutes is the old time system, it's really 22 and a half minutes. So if you mix flour with water less than 22 and a half minutes, nothing is going to happen. Here the Gemara, that's a Gemara Mem Vav Amar Aleph. mil. Hakamashma, the sheer mil. So if you leave flour with water for less than a mil, nothing is going to happen. If you leave it for more than a mil, then there's what to discuss. So then when you mix flour with water, it happens in stages. First, it's going to become seor. It's going to be the tchilas achimutz process. Then it's going to become siduk. That's the Mishnah Mem Chesam base. When you mix flour with water and you have a dough, so first it's seor is in chumash. Seor is a leftover yeast, the raw yeast that you didn't bake. So that's seor. But the Mishnah speaks about seor. Yud Mem Chesam base. So seor is the tchilas achimutz process. And siduk is when it has cracks on top. That's the gemar hachimutz process. If you eat siduk on Pesach, you chayv karas. If you eat seor, there's an iser. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. There's a double machlokes of Reb Meir and Reb Yudah. It's machlokes Reb Yudah and the Chachamim. And the Gemara says the Chachamim is Reb Meir. Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yudah. There's a double machlokes. One machlokes is where the chametz nuksha, the beginning of the chimutz process, is called chametz nuksha. So one machlok is here, it's not spelled out, but that's in Menachas, Daf Nun Gimel. So Menachas Nun Gimel, the Gemara says, one machlok Zamer Rabbi Yudah is whether the din of Chomis Nukshe, the Tchidus Achimutz process, is that an Issa Derais and Issa Derabbanan? So Derabbanan for sure there's no chorus, but even if it's Derais also, there's no chorus. And the second machlok is when is it called Seyor? When is it called Siduk? So that's spelled out in the Mishnah. Okay. So here, Rashi, the Brisa sounds like it's saying, that's how Rashi reads the Brisa on Lamed Vav and Manalef. If you mix flour with May Paris, Yain Shem and Dvash HaCholav, the Tankam holds it'll be Memahe LaHachmitz. So you better not, Ain Loshim Es HaYisa. You're not allowed to be Losh the Yisa with Yain Shem and Dvash HaCholav because it'll be Memahe LaHachmitz and you won't be able to control it. And if you did it, Vim Losh, you have to burn it right away because there's no way to be careful. It'll be memay lahachmin, so you won't be able to. You may by mistake may not realize. No, you shouldn't do it lahatchila. Ain lo shenu seisa the may peiris, but b'di'eved you can watch it and make sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. Yeochel, Rashi had a girsa. There was an old girsa. Yeochel miyad, you should eat it right away. The Rashi said that girsa doesn't make any sense because you're going to bake it first. Once you bake it, so it's not bole dechima. So why should it say ye ochel miyad? It should say ye ofe miyad, but it doesn't say that. It says ye ochel, means you bake it, and then after you baked it, so that'll prevent it from becoming chametz. So the first two tanaim hold lachatchila for sure. You're not allowed to be losh the yisa with may peris because it'll be memay lahachmitz. And Tanakama holds that it's so memay lahachmitz, there's no way to be careful. And the next time it says, no, yeah, Yochel, bake it quickly, and then you can eat it. Fine. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the whole thing. He says, what are you talking about? Shabbati hoisa eitzel Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. I once spent yontav on Pesach by then. V'lashta lahamisa b'yayin shem and dvash, and he used may peris. V'lam le'idovar, he holds that it's muta l'chatchila to be losh and seisa. You can be careful about it. So the three shittas, Rabbi Akiva holds muta l'chatchila to be losh b'yayin shem and dvash and cholav. That was the kasha. How can you say before Rabbi Kiva learns that from the pasuk? Lachamoni patle may peris isu sheni lo shabe may peris and matzah shira. Rabbi Kiva is the one who says that he made lashte lo isa. So the Gemara answers: Kami yantav rishon, kami yantav sheni. Yantav rishon, either the kazai shal mitzvah, the ayla harishon, the whole yom harishon, the three different shitas. Then there's a din you're not allowed to have matzah shira. But the Kam B'Shayam, if the rest of Pesach, he can have Matzah Shira, there's no problem. Yeah. So that's why the Gemara quoted it. So the Brisa has the three Shittas, what's the din? But the Tanakama hold, the first two Tanaim hold, Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chacham, they both hold, Ein Lo Shana Seisa B'Mei Peres, because it'll be M'mai L'Hachman. Rabbi Kiva is not concerned. But the first two hold, L'Chatchid, you shouldn't do it. And the first Tana holds, Rabbi Gamliel holds it, even B'di'evit, Yisarif Me'ad, you have to destroy it. And the Chachamim disagree, B'di'evit, if you were Losh, you can control it, so bake it right away. Then the Brisa says, V'afal Pishen Losh, and Mekatfim Bo, even though you're not allowed to be Losh, so he said they made Paris, but after you finish the whole Isha, you can Shemir on top. That's on the Tana Kama. Going to Rabbi Kiva's Mutalolush. Going to Rabbi Kiva, the whole thing is Mutalachat Chilat to do Lisha with May Paris. So this goes according to the Tanakhama, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that you're not allowed to be losha seisa b'mei peres, but to be mekatev, to shmir it on top of the isa before you put it into the oven to bake it, that is permissible. They disagree. No, whatever you're not allowed to do, lisha, you're not allowed to do kita fida. The shavim, this is the allegation. Losha seisa b'peshvin. You're not allowed to knead the pesach dika matzahs, pesach dika flour, with warm water, because the warm water will be ma'ala hachmas. Fine. That is the Gemara. So this is what Rashi says on this Gemara. Rashi on Lamed Vavim and Aleph points out that on the top line on Lamed Hem, the base it says, Mei Peres Ein Machmitzen. Here it says, not only they machmitzen, they me maher lahachmitz. Isn't it a stira between Lamed Hem and base Lamed Vavim and Aleph? So Rashi says, yes, they me maher lahachmitz, but it won't become chametz dog and gomer. It'll only become tchilas achimutz process. It'll only become seor. So the line that the top line on Lamed Hem and base, May Paris and Machmitz means it'll never become Chametz Dag and Gomer. But there is, according to Rashi, that's the Posh B'Shat Nimar, according to Rashi, it'll be Memar LaHachmitz, the Tchilas HaChemutz process. So Tchilas HaChemutz is Seyor, which is either Osam in HaTorah or Osam in the Rabbanah, depending on the Machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yudah that was not spelled out here. That's the Machloikis, Rab Meir and Rab Yudah in Menachos Daf Nun Gimel. Here, this machlok is when is it there? When is it siduk? When is the tchilas achimetz pras? When is the gemara achimetz? And the gemara in Menachos says that there's a second dispute between Rav Meir and Rav Yudah whether chametz nuksha, the tchilas achimetz pras, is at the rice of the rabban. So this is Rashi shita, and the Rashi is here on Lamed Vavim and Aleph, and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosfos on Amud Beis disagree. So what are you talking about? May peres and machmitz, and it sounds like absolutely nothing to worry about. Same over here, the top line, Alamed, Heyamed Beis, and the Gemara later on, Daf Mem is going to say the same thing, Mei Peres Hei Machmitzin. So Rabbeinu Tam says he disagrees with Rashi. He says, if you have Mei Peres without any water, you can have it all day long, Mei Peres Hei Machmitzin. If you have Mei Peres added onto the water, that'll be Memai Lahachmet. That's the Gemara, Alamed, Vavim, and I was talking Mei Peres with water. That'll be Memai Lahachmet. But Mei Peres alone is not a problem. Yeah, that's the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So then the Tosfos ends off when we started the Masechta on the first daf. On the first daf in the Masechta, the first Tosfos. Ol Abbas Bodkim Masachomets. So Tosfos, where is it? Taisa talks about taruvas chametz, and the first taisa to Masechta. Vayidei taruvas, if you have chametz is an ingredient. Let's say you have a candy bar, and that part of the candy bar is flour. But the flour is less than 50% of the candy bar, so it really should have been bottled beroy, but it's tam kiyika, so it's not bottled beroy. So he says, if you have taruvas chametz, and the roiv is not chameshes mini dogan. The roiv is some vegetables or something else. Avagam to leka bal yirad pirush abinu tam. Nonetheless, ser yisarev. Nonetheless, that's a machlegis Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam on the first line in Perik Elu Oivrim. The Mishnah Elu Oivrim is going to list off taruvas chametz and it's going to list off chametz nuksha. So Rashi learns Elu Oivrim bal yirad. The following people are in violation of bal yirad. So Rashi learns when we learn that from the psukim that taruvas chametz is aser, or when you learn that according to that opinion in Tanoim that chametz nuksha is aser, tchilas achemetz process, it was neschadish for all the dinim of chametz. Not only that it's also b'achila on Pesach, it's also the b'bal yirah as well. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. That's the first tesis on mem beis amanala, the first tesis in the third perek. That it's a chiddush. You need a pasuk to teach you that taruvas chametz is aser, and chametz nuksha is aser. So it's an elach b'elach chidusha. It's a chidush that it's also b'achila. You have no market to say that there's bal yirod deraisa. Midrabbanan the din is tisorif. You're not allowed to keep it around the house. But minatara, there's no bal yirod. It's a gzera derabbanan, a gzera. If you leave it around the house, you may by mistake eat it on Pesach. So that's a machloikus derabbanan tam and Rashi. When you were marbe, tarubes chometz, or you marbe chometz nukshe, was in this rabbi, l'chol dinei chometz, it was only in this rabbi for an isra achila. So it should happen af kamina, not only regarding bal yirod by matzah, it should be an af kamina, whether there's a din on Erev Pesach that you're not allowed to eat chometz nukshe. Maybe even if you hold that chometz nukshe is a din deraisa, machlekes amei Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara Menachos Nun Gimel, and tchilas achimutz process is chometz nukshe. According to Rashi, when you mix with mei peiros, you're not allowed to eat, let's say, egg matzah. According to Rashi, you're not allowed to eat egg matzah all of Pesach, because lachatchila in loshen is a yisa be mei peiros. So on the matzah, on the box of matzahs, it says in Hebrew, and the strikes matzah says in Hebrew, mutarak l'cholim l'iskenim. That's the Ramah writes like that. Why is it only mutar l'cholim l'iskenim? Because mi'ikaradin, we really hold like the Rabbein Tam, that if you have made peris without mayim, it's not bole dechim, it's period, at all. If you have made peris with mayim, then it's memar l'achmetz. But if made peris alone, it's not machmetz at all. So it's a chumra that we're choshish for Rashi. I respect for Rashi, but machma for Rashi. But chodem miskenim, so we're mekel, because the meikar adin, we really don't hold, from Rashi. They asked Rabban Soloveitchik, why did he put it in Rabban Soloveitchik? Zechon Lebach used to give the Hechsham and Streitz matzahs for many years. So they asked him, why does he only put it in Hebrew? Most of the people can't read Hebrew. Mutarak lacholem eliskenim. So he said, he thinks that the Streitz matzahs is even mutar, even according to Rashi, it's mutar lebari. The only time you say that meperis is memaila hachmetz means you don't need, it doesn't, the process, the chimetz process doesn't begin after 18 minutes, it begins earlier. But that's only if there's no hisaskus. But when it calls man that there's hisaskus, so it's not, it cannot be bole de chimetz. He said when they make the egg matzah, he has a special machine that keeps on banging the dough. So there's always hisaskus. And he said, it's hardly sitting without his haskus at all. So he thinks that, strictly speaking, even according to Rashi, it should be mutter. Because it doesn't even sit for 2 minutes, doesn't even sit for a minute without his haskus. So he thought that that's not called memaila hachmetz if you have his haskus the whole time. It's not memaila hachmetz. So the shayla is, if you hold like Rashi, when machman lechatchila like Rashi, that you're not allowed to, you shouldn't eat egg matzis all of Pesach, because may peris even without mayim is memayla hachmetz, So what about on Erev Pesach? So this year is Erev Pesach Shacholias Peshabbos. So you have to have shalosh shudas. What are you going to have for shalosh shudas? You're not allowed to eat matzah. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi: Ochel matzah b'Erev Pesach is in violation of an isa derabbanan. Ki leboil arisasa b'beis chama. Boil arisasa b'beis chama is an isa derabbanan. Here there's an isa derabbanan. You're not allowed to eat matzah haruya lotzes by dechav, you're not allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach, at least in the afternoon. You're not allowed to eat. So what are you going to eat? Shalosh shudas you have to eat in the afternoon, preferably after your daven mincha. You can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. It's an isa deraisa, you can't eat chametz. So Rabbeinu Tam solved the problem. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe Ha'oruch has this. When the Ramah originally wrote his commentary on the Torah, he didn't have a Beis Yosef. And then when he got a copy of the Beis Yosef, so he, you don't need duplication. So he took it, so he abridged a lot his commentary, the Darkei Moshe on the Torah. So he abridged it, he left out anything that's going to be duplicated. So every so often he left out things that don't appear in the Beis Yosef also. So one of the things is this. He writes that it's mutter to make egg matzahs, it's mutter to have egg matzahs on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That the Chumra, what the Rabbein Tam says. Hey, what Tosfos quotes here, the end of this long Tosfos Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the last 5 lines, last 10 lines. Our Rabbein Tam nog had to be dover hay nog lechem be'er Pesach ha'chadalot shos ugash and elosha be'beitzim. Egg matzah. He would eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. For Shalosh Shudas, it's mutter. So the Ramah says, the Ramah quotes that halacha l'maaseh. He said, you should do that. When the Ramah has it in Shulchan Aruch, it's a little unclear. He says, the minigans, you don't do that. What did he mean? The meaning is you don't do it because we're machmer for Rashi even on Erev Pesach. We're choshish for Rashi Shita in Erev Pesach. So in the Dr. Moshe Horach, he says, no. Who's going to be metapel? Who's going to bake only enough egg matzah for Erev Pesach? The rest of Pesach, you're not going to have. It doesn't pay to make an Issa just to make two matzahs. So that's why we don't bother. But if you buy a box of egg matzah from the store and you only use it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, then it's fine. That's what it says in the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe. So the Rabbeinu Tam, so the Nadi Bihuda points out that this Rabbeinu Tam is Lishitasa, just like the Rabbeinu Tam holds in the opening Mishnah in the Mesichta, in the first Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph, first Mishnah in the third Perek. Elo Avrim doesn't mean that you're in violation of Bal Yerua by Matzah. It's a Chiddush that Taruv is Chometz and Chometz Nukshe is also Bachilo. You can't go further to say that it's also the Bal Yerua by Matzah. The only din that it was Nisrabah for Ein Lach Bala Chidushay. Only in this rabbi that you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach, but Erev Pesach he may eat it, and there's no Bal Yerua by Motzeh. And Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds once it's Nisrabe, Taruv is Chametz, was Nisrabe, and Chametz Nukshe was Nisrabe. Nisrabe, that Dina Kel Chametz has all the Dina of Chametz. So it'll be a Nisa Bal Yerua on it, and it'll have a Din that even on Erev Pesach it's awesome. So the Adi Buda points out that this rabbi in the time seems to be Lushitosa. Just like the Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no Bal Yerua by Motzeh and Chometz Nukshe, so too it's mutter to eat it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And it's not even a violation of Rashi's Chumra. According to Rashi, it would be, because Rashi Dishatosa holds that there is Bal Yerua by Motzeh on Nukshe. But it's Rabbeinu Tam holds that if it's made Paris without water, it is not even Bal Yerua by Motzeh. So he disagrees with Rashi on all these scores. So he wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat the egg matzah on Pesach, but to eat it on Erev Pesach after Chatzais, that he would risk it, that he would be noig against Rashi. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Belina, tomorrow we will be able to continue. Where do we leave off? We left off with Ein Loshin Es HaMatzah BePoishrim.